Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Friday. We are back in studio. We are back in New York, back from LA, and we are happy to be home.
Yeah, I truly felt like we were gone for so long. It felt like walking into the office, I feel like I have not been here in months. It's been 1 week. It felt like months.
I was so happy to be back here. I love this place. I love the people who work here. I was hugging everyone. Like, it sounds cheesy, but I missed this place.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the people who work here. And so it was nice coming back.
Yeah. It's I got a lot of like, you look so beautiful. Sorry. And I was like, yeah. It's okay. You don't have to. We're okay.
I promise. We're going to make it.
I promise. It's okay. But yeah. Happy to be back. It feels like I feel like I haven't seen Noah, but I, you know, like it's like weird because now we're back in a different setting. It's like there was like LA Noah and now there's New York Noah.
Right.
What's the difference?
There is no difference, but for some reason it feels like there is.
I feel like we all have our alternate, yeah. Like LA people, then we come back here and we're just.
I think it's more just like on the road people, you know?
On the road. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Right.
There's a difference on the being on the road, but
this podcast is always presented by Dad Chat, which we love and appreciate all the people joining Dad Chat. You can go to dadchat.com/barstool to find out more info. Download it. I actually really enjoy Dad Chat. I love going on there, seeing what you guys have to write. You're so nice on there, and just like being able to actually talk with the people who listen to the show feels really good because we know that there's people on the other side of these microphones, and that's always nice to see. And you guys are always so kind, and we really appreciate that. So thank you. Yeah. And Fran and I will always pop into those Chicks of the Office groups,
like
Cutting
in.
Stems groups. We like to check in on you guys, and you can use it for other purposes as well. So go to dadchat.com/barstool to find out more information. Rough and Rowdy is tonight if you're listening on Friday. Mm-hmm. So go to roughandrowdy.com.
Buy R&R.
Buy R&R.com.
We've only done like 16 of these.
I know, sorry. Jersey Jerry versus Jeff Nadeau. It was always Jersey
Jerry.
So we are team Jersey Jerry over here. We are part of the Jersey Jerry army, rooting for Jersey Jerry all the way.
It was always Jersey Jerry.
It was never Jeff Nadeau. So go to buyrnr.com and make sure you are watching. It's always a good time. Not even just the main fight. Obviously, that's going to be a lot of fun, and that's what people look forward to. But just the outside fights are so funny and interesting to watch, and people go so hard. There's always really great moments, obviously, with all the guys announcing. You got the ring girl competition. Caleb and Roan are always doing their thing. Robbie Fox is out there. It's always a lot of fun. So buy rnr.com. We will be watching as well.
It's going to be a great night. I feel so discombobulated.
Yep.
Like, it's dark. What time is it? It's light outside. Like, waking up, the time difference coming back fucks me up. I feel like we just were, like, kind of starting to adjust to the West Coast time. Now we're back. It's also, like, Christmas. I don't know why. I just feel like because we had this buildup of interview and PCAs, that was the main focus. And now we're back, and I'm like, we have like a week in the office left before it's like a break, and it's all so soon. Did the time go?
I know, the time flew by. I feel like I walked into my house yesterday, it was decorated. I was like, whoa, this looks nice. I drove into work today fully thinking today was Wednesday.
I thought it's Tuesday all day.
Tomorrow's Friday. Like, I'm so thrown off.
I know.
But like we said, it's good to be back. The Christmas spirit is here, especially in the city, which is a lot of fun. And
I have not listened to enough Christmas music.
No, you love Christmas
music. I love
music.
Christmas music.
You really do. But it's just nice to be back, like we said a bunch of times.
Absolutely.
We love New York through and through. So I think it's time to get into the show. We have a great interview with Wells this episode in person. So funny. So much fun. Wells Adams. He's such a blast. And I think it was such a great interview mixed with just normal conversation. So we have that. We also are going to be talking about MGK and leeches sucking his blood, as well as new things with Megan Fox. Olivia Rodrigo is returning to High School Musical, the musical, the series. Sex in the City.
Spoiler.
Big time spoiler.
Big time spoiler.
So if you don't want to be spoiled.
Spoiler alert! If you haven't watched the first episode and just like that, and you're dying to watch and you don't want to hear us talk about it, don't listen.
Don't listen, because a big time spoiler is coming your way.
Yeah.
And Olivia Wilde is on the cover of Vogue talking about how she's the happiest she's been in her entire life.
Shocking.
And like we said, Wells Adams, great interview, so much fun. We're so happy we got to hang out with him in person. Really such a delight. So let's get into it, starting off with MGK. MGK is back at it again, and he's really losing me, okay? He's losing me.
I was just about to say, I felt like the only reason you made this wanted to make this a topic was so that you could firmly say you are out on Machine Gun Kelly.
Because I don't know what is happening. I actually don't think I'd be that out on him. But because last night, for some reason, I was laying in bed just watching YouTube videos, and the Pete Davidson MGK lie detector Vanity Fair video came up on my YouTube. I was like, I have to watch this. I actually had never seen it. I don't know how. It came out in 2019. Never saw it. I'm watching, and I'm giggling so much. I'm smiling from ear to ear.
They're funny together.
So happy watching them. I'm like, oh my God, look at this duo. By the way, if you haven't watched it, advice, watch it. It's great. It's so much fun. And so I'm high on MGK and Pete Davidson last night. I'm big on them. This morning I wake up, MGK is getting his blood sucked by leeches on Instagram. And I'm like, what is happening? Why? Why do we have to do these things? Like him and Megan Fox with the chain nails connecting. How do they go to the bathroom? Like, I understand it's cool. It's supposed to look cool. But it's like, isn't that just a detriment to your life now? Like being, I don't know. They're just going the extra mile. Like, I understand they may be weird like that, right?
Yeah.
That just may be how they are. But something about it seems so forced. And I don't know. Like, you could do whatever you want. I'm not going to be like, judge them for how they're acting as a couple. But I'm going to judge them a
but
little bit.
But I was going to say, but you are.
No, but I am. Because they're losing me a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like I'm constantly flip-flopping.
Yes.
With them. There's times where I'm like, yes, into it, love it, they're in love, I like love this vibe he goes for now. Like, I feel like it, you know, when I saw him in concert, I was like, yes, flip, love. And then I'm like, flop, this fucking leeches, flop, massive, I'm on the flop side.
Yeah.
But he could do something else and maybe I flip again.
I know. And the other thing is, sometimes I'm hesitant to judge them because I'm like, what if someone like that started doing this stuff with me, right? Like, what if MGK was like, Rhea, let me put a leech on your body and let it suck your blood? Would I say yes? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're at a party somewhere. MGK, like, as if this would ever happen.
No, but when you would see the leech, I think you would say no. This video almost made me throw up when I
know,
watched
it. It's disgusting. It's gross. I don't know what's happening there, but you're right. They do things where it's like, you're all in, you love seeing them in love, and then they do something like this.
It's just a,
like, I can't get on board with that.
Constant flip flop for me. But the yeah, leeches, I don't really know how that helps. I think it's supposed to help in some way, but I don't really get it. They're just blood sucking creatures.
I don't get it. That's the thing. They're Megan Fox and MGK are very in on the blood stuff. Like, you know?
But there's like there is something to medicinal leeches, I think, is something that you can do.
I don't even want to know about that, though. That's just a life I don't want to dive into.
Yeah.
I'd like to live my life in ignorance and bliss where leeches don't help you.
Ugh. Machine Gun Kelly posts. And the video was on his Instagram story, and it's like up close to these leeches. And they're their bodies are moving as they're sucking the blood.
The way that you're talking sounds exactly how a leech would talk.
I know, exactly. It's just like slurping it up.
Slurping your blood.
This is what it's... Okay, so this is in a Page Six article. It says, while leeches can be effective in helping to improve blood flow in areas that have poor circulation, MGK has not spoken out about any potential medical issues that would require so-called leech therapy. So there are benefits, but it's like, was he doing it for those benefits? No, it could have just been the shock factor of the blood sucking, But God, that's gotta hurt. I feel like anytime you see that in movies or like TV shows or anything, like when people are going through swamps or something and they come out and they got leeches all over them and they're freaking out, it's like you gotta pull them off of you.
Sometimes I feel like celebrities get so bored because they have access to everything, can do anything they want.
Right, like
that they're like, you know what? What
else can we
do? Right. What else can we do? Let's have leeches suck our blood because what else do we have to do?
You know, put in a request for leeches, like you text his assistant, like, hey, can I get some leeches?
And then the assistant has to find him leeches. Yeah. That's just how it goes. Yeah. I don't know. I'm out on it. I like when him and Pete Davidson are dancing around their Calvin Klein underwear on Instagram and,
I like
and
that
doing
too.
Instagram stories together like that. But there's a side of MGK, the blood-sucking side, that I just really can't get on board with.
Who would have thought, like 5 years ago, that MGK and Pete Davidson would be doing campaigns for Calvin Klein?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch. Call me Steve-O. I miss that MGK. Where's he at?
He's never coming back.
I want him back.
I don't think he's ever coming back. But yeah, like they're, you know, that's what I'm saying. They're doing the Calvin Klein ads.
Good for them.
I
wish stuff makes me happy.
I was going to say something creepy, but
say it. Perverted?
A little bit. It's like, you know, in the video that everyone was talking about, Machine Gun Kelly was the one standing. And it was like, oh, you can kind of like, everyone was zooming. Pete Davidson didn't do that. He was sitting on this. I wish they swapped.
Yeah.
I think looking for that confirmation we're all looking for, you know?
Right. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Perverted, but correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Just curiosity killed the cat. Exactly.
It happens. And I am happy that one of us said it.
Yeah.
We are back in the office, which means more peanut butter cups for us. We've been restocked, thankfully, by GNC because we love our little treats. I was so excited to get here. I'm like, boom, pop one right in my mouth. You know that GNC has the best snacks filled with protein to get you through your day, whether you're going to your gym, whether you're going to work, whatever it is. GNC has you covered with popular flavors in pre-workout and other snacks. You could try them out for yourself. They have fun seasonal flavors of all those snacks that you like, including bars that you crave and the peanut butter cups that we really enjoy. So right now you can go to your local GNC store or go to GNC.com to explore all the best flavors of this season. Once again, you can grab a delicious protein-filled boost with Girl Scout cookie-inspired bars, protein-packed peanut butter cups, and way more. So once again, go to your local GNC store or go to GNC.com to shop. Olivia Rodrigo has confirmed to Time Magazine that she will be returning to season 3 of High School Musical, the musical, the series, and it feels like a direct answer to what we were talking about 2 podcasts ago.
I just want to reread that statement because it is so insane. Olivia Rodrigo, Time Magazine Entertainer of the Year, confirms in the cover story that she will be returning to Disney Plus's High School Musical, the series for season 3.
Insane.
It's crazy. I mean, She must have been tied to it. I was going
to
say, she had to have signed some kind
of
contract.
Big fucking check is coming her way, I'll tell you that.
She had to have signed some kind of contract, and we don't know the details of it, because there were rumors. It was like, she has a busy schedule. Is she going to be able to? And she is touring next year. Like, she did this whole announcement that she's headlining her own tour, which I am trying to get tickets to today, Friday morning. Hopefully I get them. I signed up for the pre-sale and everything. And I got my email that I got in. So hopefully I get tickets. She's playing at Radio City Music Hall in April. But I guess to start the year, she's going back to Utah, I think, is where they filmed all the other seasons there, and they're going back, and it's just like,
good for her.
Good for her is right. Like,
good for High School
Musical,
she is
good for the show. I hope she's getting paid a lot to come back, or if she maybe she signed a multi-season deal when this all started, or when they renewed for season 2 and 3. But the dynamic has just got to be like, Josh is just talking about how they haven't spoken.
We got in trouble for what we said about Josh.
We did?
People were not happy with what we said about Josh.
In what way?
They just didn't like how we talked about him. But that, it's okay.
I love Josh.
We said we love Josh multiple times, I think. But we just said he wasn't going to be as big of a star as Olivia. And I think people were upset by that. But honestly, it's just what it comes down to.
And look, it's not even like, it has nothing to do with Josh. It's just it's got to be tense on the set of a show. They're all teenagers. Mm-hmm. Emotions are high. they are claiming that they haven't spoken, so they got to deal with it. The rest of the cast has to...
Drama!
Yeah, like, the rest of the cast has to figure out how to go about that.
Well, I hope season three is better than season two, because the way you talked about season two was that you really didn't like it. I don't think a lot of people liked it. I'm hoping season three picks back up, and I'm happy she's joining it again. Yeah. I think that's super cool, obviously, because she has so many cool opportunities right now to do whatever she wants.
Right.
And to... You know,
you would think a star like this, you pull the why am I spacing on his name? The Bridgerton. You think he would have pulled a move like that and be like, nah, I'm one season, I'm out.
I mean, that guy really got ahead of himself, huh? Yeah,
who knows?
I mean,
yeah, but and so it shows like she must really love doing the show, which is great.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's a cool thing to do. Obviously, she started off that way. It was the first thing that she did, I think, and people would love her to have her back. They love her on the show, put her on the map, and I think it's cool she's doing it.
And I would just like to confirm that I will be watching this season. I just want to put that out there. If it's on TV, if it's on, I will be watching.
It will be watched.
Yeah, I will be watching.
It would be a sin if you didn't.
No, somebody's got to do it. All right. Once again, fast forward, skip. If you don't want to hear us talk about the Sex and City sequel and Just Like That, skip. If you don't want to hear us talk about it, I'm really...
Spoiler alert.
That's a tough one to say over and over again. But, okay, spoiler alert. Getting into it, the first episode, I believe two episodes are out, have premiered for And Just Like That on HBO Max. I will say that it was, like, unavoidable today because every outlet, Page Six, E, Us... All the top headlines was, look what cast member was killed off the first episode. So I was like, oh my God, they fucking killed someone in the first episode. And we know it's not Samantha because we've already heard that they weren't killing Samantha. But one more time, spoiler alert. The first episode, they kill off Mr. Big.
I'm sick about this because I don't want to watch the show now.
I know.
I thought they were going to end up together. Like, I know.
Can't she just get what she wants?
Right. Why does he have to die? Like, like this woman, all she wanted
the
in her life is Mr.
Show.
Big. It's all about Mr. Big.
And whether you thought, like, that was a toxic relationship or Mr. Big
super
wasn't
toxic.
Good enough for Carrie, because there's tons of debates about those and all those things. Like, at the end of the day, with the movies and everything, it seemed like she was finally getting that relationship with him that she wanted.
And now she has to deal with his death?
And what's crazy is I feel like there were so many spoilers, not like rumors about what was going on. They actually confirmed this week that they filmed a bunch of fake scenes because there was always like paparazzi around New York watching them film, seeing what characters were there and whatnot. So they apparently filmed some fake scenes. But the rumor was Mr. Big was going to die. And then like everyone freaked out. And then they were like, oh, don't worry, he's not going to die. Like I thought that was confirmed, that he wasn't going
to
die.
Well, they didn't want people to know he was going to die because
of
the spoiler.
And then,
he does.
Guess what? He's dead.
Killed him off in a Peloton class.
A freak Peloton accident. He has a heart attack on a Peloton. Now, you know who's got to be pissed about this?
Peloton. For sure, Peloton. Not
I
great
think,
advertising
I think
for
Peloton.
Peloton. I think they said something.
They did. Peloton said HBO never told them how its bike would be used in And Just Like That.
That's pretty fucked up, I would say. Yeah. I mean, Peloton's so big, and people aren't going to stop going to Peloton because a fake character died fakely in their show, but still not a great advertisement. Also, just not great that he's dead. Let's be real.
Yeah. And
like you said,
also, like, we're the character of Mr. Big. We're gonna we're going to take him out in a Peloton accident.
It's honestly disrespectful to him.
It is.
After all these years.
If they're going to kill him, come on.
Right. Kill him in a good way. After all these years, after all this time, an iconic, truly iconic character, Mr. Big, iconic show, you kill him off in the spinoff series?
I know.
Like, that just seems so wrong to me because now we have to go through life thinking Mr. Big is dead. Where we could have gone through life if they just didn't even put Mr. Big in the show and Mr. Big just was off somewhere and we never saw him again. It was like, Mr. Big's alive. Now we have to live thinking Mr. Big is dead.
I know. Here's some tweets of people who said, Vulture called it the worst Peloton ad ever. This girl wrote, Mr. Big deserved better than Death by Peloton. I don't know who at Peloton made SJP or Michael Patrick King mad, but clearly. And then this one is, they killed Big, all caps, they killed Big on the Peloton.
They should have done SoulCycle.
Unbelievable. Like, and this is what the inside joke is. The Peloton spokesperson Denise Kelly said HBO procured the Peloton bike on their own. Peloton was aware that a bike would be used in the episode and that Jess King would be portraying a fictional Peloton instructor. Due to confidentiality reasons, HBO did not disclose the larger context surrounding the scene to Peloton in advance.
Peloton was probably hyped up, like, yes, yeah. Yes, our bike's going to be used in the Sex and the City spinoff. This is awesome. Big for Peloton. And then it's like, boom, somebody dies on your bike. That's not right. I think, you know, obviously loved this show, right? Ugh. I'm not too excited for this now.
No.
I'm more upset than anything else.
Look, did I always love Aiden? Yes. I know Aiden's going to come back. He's supposed to be, like, on this season as well. But, like,
it was the toxicity of Harry and Mr. Big. Even though it was super toxic and really not okay and not a great example for relationships in your life.
I know.
You wanted them to be together.
I know. And it just felt like that was finally happening. And the episode starts. It's like they're living their life. They're in their... They're in their apartment, and she leaves.
And what is...
Listen to her last line to him. Because he's taking a class by a woman. Her name's Allegra on the Peloton, but is actually played by Jess King, the instructor. And she leaves, and as a joke, she says, tell that whore Allegra I said bye. And then she comes back to the apartment, and he's, like, having a heart attack. Dies in her arms. It's awful. It's awful. It's awful.
That's fucking terrible. And I know. Then they're going to have Aiden come in and be like, oh, comfort Carrie now that Mr. Big's dead. I hate that. I hate that storyline. I hate it.
Terrible. I hate it.
That's fucking sad.
I know.
Maybe.
At least Bobby Lee's in it.
True. Maybe Chris North didn't want to sign on to multiple episodes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But that is just tough.
Upsetting. That's just really upsetting.
That is really tough. And then it's like, now you got to deal with funeral and planning. Like, now he's dead. You got to talk about him being dead. Apparently everyone's storyline the whole season is just not hitting. Look, I don't think anybody thought that this was going to be, like, groundbreaking, fantastic show. You know, it was like,
oh, but people were excited for it.
Absolutely, so excited for it. I was excited for it. I was ready to watch the whole thing again. I'm still gonna watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just
gonna be sad.
Yeah, unbelievable.
We're now mourning a death instead of watching a good show.
It was just a roller coaster too. Of like, they announced the reboot. They say Samantha's not in it. Oh, by the way, also apparently Mr. Big is gonna die. They're like, oh no, he's gonna be on. He's not gonna die. Just kidding. He's actually gonna die. So, sucks.
As you guys probably know by now, New Amsterdam Vodka is the official vodka. I have to make sure I say vodka correctly.
Vodka.
People always call me out on that, but New Amsterdam Vodka is the official vodka of Barstool Sports. Obviously, we got the New Amsterdam Pink Whitney, which we love, but New Amsterdam Vodka could be used to mix all different kinds of drinks. I know that I'm going to be drinking New Amsterdam Vodka this weekend when I go out. I'm going to be mixing it with whatever I feel like mixing it with this weekend. I'm not exactly sure, but I know New Amsterdam Vodka is the way to go. Maybe I'll just do a couple shots. Maybe I'll have a mixed drink. You could really do anything with your New Amsterdam Vodka. It's slightly sweet on the palate, if you want me to be specific about the kind of vodka it is, but it's smooth enough to drink on the rocks or mix with a soda, mix with a juice, whatever it is that you prefer. So make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka this weekend. Tag us in if you're drinking it, and it's the official vodka of Barstool Sports.
Olivia Wilde is absolutely stunning on the cover of this month's Vogue. The headline, the cover is Olivia Wilde on work, love, life, quote, I'm happier than I've ever been. So, Olivia Wilde, feeling good. Feeling good.
Who could blame her?
Yeah. It's just, who could blame her? Because I think that just being in Harry Styles' life makes your life better, if that makes any sense.
Of course.
And she's thriving, you know, her career.
Beautiful light to this world.
Yeah, like she's such a badass woman. You know, she's the director. She is making all these amazing movies. Her career is like taking a turn where she's becoming this like very acclaimed director. And she has this new love in her life. I was talking to one of my friends who she had posted on her Instagram story, and it was very funny, Liz. She was like, I just can't wrap my mind around how I get to be on this planet at the same time as Harry Styles, but don't get to know him. Like, why? Like, why? Why? And I was like, I was like, Liz, I feel that real deeply. I really do. And it's like, that's why I feel like Olivia Wilde's got to feel, you know, she gets to be in that realm.
Some people we're just not meant to know personally, but we're blessed with their presence of being in this world at the same time.
Exactly. As us. To be in the Harry Styles generation.
Yes, we are living in his generation, and we get to appreciate his music and his kindness and everything about him. Maybe we don't want to personally know him. Maybe that would ruin things for us.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Who knows? I mean, Olivia Wilde's the happiest she's ever been.
Exactly.
I just want it noted, though, I love Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want, like, maybe she wasn't happy with Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
But I think Jason Sudeikis is a great guy. I don't have much to back that up. I've just been seeing really fun TikToks of him lately.
But think about it this way, not to, like, you know, I bet you, if you were on the cover of a magazine right now, the headline would probably say the same thing.
I know. That's why I felt kind of fucked up by saying, like, I love Jason Sudeikis. Great guy. Like, yeah, of course that.
She's but living Olivia her best Wilde life.
Is living her best life with Harry Styles.
Exactly.
She's having a great time. As happy she's ever been.
Happier.
Which and she's, I'm happy for.
She said, and I'm healthier than I've ever been, and it's just wonderful to feel that. And of course, like, she's not going to talk outwardly about Harry. Their relationship is very private. I think that's obviously the way they got to go with this. She did kind of address their age gap, because I know people talk about how that's what it says, you know, the age gap, the how they met, those kinds of things. She said, it's obviously really tempting to correct a false narrative, but I think what you realize is that when you're really happy, it doesn't matter what strangers think about you. All that matters to you is what's real and what you love and who you love.
You know what, Olivia? That could not be any more true.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most true statements I've ever heard.
I could have almost heard you say exactly that same thing too. You and Olivia Wilde might be a very simpatico right now.
And I'll say this, because so many people right now, not so many, but there have been, that now I'm making this about myself, which is literally adding to exactly what people are saying about me. Like, they're like, oh, Reese.
I brought it up.
Yeah,
I said it first.
That's why I wouldn't have said it if you didn't say it. Like, oh, Reese, so self-absorbed, so obnoxious, and we hate her. And this is literally what I'm seeing, right? Like, people are like, we hate Rhea. Like, get her off the show. We need a new chick in the office. This is like all the podcast reviews. And I see those. And usually in the past, like years ago, when I would see those kind of things, they would rip me apart. Like, I literally would be like, I don't even want to record the show anymore.
Yeah.
Like, this is tearing me apart. People feel this way about me. Now I'm like, well, okay, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm very happy. So that's just the way it's going to be. So that's the way you feel about me. That's great. I know there are also people out there that do appreciate me. So you're not going to please everybody.
Exactly.
So I think that's what Olivia is saying here, right? Like, you're not going to please everybody. People are always going to have something to say about you, especially in her position with Harry Styles. Everybody loves him. All these girls are in love with him. They're going to be like judging their relationship. But she's like, I'm very happy, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I love it. She's been clearly living her best life. She's been wearing the pleasing sweatshirt. She was wearing the other day this like Love on Tour jacket. So it's like subtle hints that are very, I think, honestly respectful. Like, she, those are nods to the guy she's dating, she's in love with, and they're very happy, but not in like an over the top, crazy, you know, in your face kind of way. She's just happy and healthy, and I think that's beautiful.
I think it is, and I think you're right. They keep most of their relationship private, but you know it's happening, and I think that's the best way to live your life. Like, you don't want everything out there, because then everyone has to know everything about you, and then you let a little piece, you let people in a little bit, they want it all. So for them, just knowing they're together and happy, I think is great. Just letting them be together and be them, but also live their separate lives. Like, Harry, amazing tour, amazing artist. Olivia's crushing it. She's directing things now. So good for them.
We have a great interview with Wells Adams. He came and sat down with us in LA, and we got to chat about life. Once again, I'm talking about the Jonas Brothers roast for the millionth time because I just can't stop. And it just so happened that both of our guests in LA had, you know, had connections to it. So talking about that, Paradise, what's going on? And it's just a great time. He's so funny. We love having him on the show for the second time, even though he may not have known that. So you can listen and find out what exactly that means. But before we do that, we are deep into the holiday season now. Like I said at the beginning of the show, a little overwhelming. I've got a ton to do, shopping, holiday shopping, gift shopping. I'm behind the eight ball big time, so I definitely need some chill reset moments, and I'm gonna do that with, of course, the official beer of Chicks in the Office, Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans turn blue when your beer is cold, and you know it's time to chill. You open up your fridge, you see that can, you see that bottle, and you know you gotta crack one open. When you need to hit reset, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. So like I said, this weekend, I'm taking some time to myself. I'm going to sit on my couch. I'm going to put on some Christmas music, perhaps some Christmas movies. I got lights in my apartment, a tree for the first time ever. I'm going to turn off all the apartment lights, have just the tree lights on.
You don't want to go out and drink Coors Light? You
want to? No, I want to drink. Okay. I want to drink a Coors Light on my couch, okay, big time. And that's how I'm going to chill, relax, and Maria will chill with her Coors Light out in the world. So it works both ways. Like I'm saying, you can do it. You can do it. So many ways to chill. So many ways to drink your Coors Light. When you need to chill out this holiday season, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/chicks.
Cheers. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so
much.
The
world's most refreshing podcast.
Yes.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest in person in LA. We have Wells Adams joining us. Welcome back to the show, Wells.
Yeah. Have I been on this show before?
You have, and I'll say something.
Yeah.
Via Zoom.
You've been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's upsetting. Okay. It's upsetting that you didn't remember and also commented on our post because of Trent. You wrote, "How have I never been on this show before?" And, yeah. I looked at it and I was like, all right, we're just going to let Wells have this one, but you were on the show over Zoom.
Well, so how I remember it was that I was supposed to come on your guys' show when I was doing KFC, and then I got there. And I remember they were like, yeah, so they got some other person, so you don't have to fucking do the show. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Don't remember that. We would never do that. We asked for you for so long, and then we got you and you forgot.
Well, I apologize. But
It seems like it might be both ways, though.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It seems like we might have both done something.
Total functioning alcoholic, so who knows what really happened.
Yeah, who knows what time of the day it was when we were on Zoom.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, I saw, like, grocery store Joe was on, and like, I know you guys love Tyler, and there was a little bit of me that was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I've been on more episodes of this stupid show that you all fucking love than anybody else in the history of the show, and grocery store Joe's beating me out? What's going on?
I mean, here's the thing, you were on the fucking show. Like, we could sit here and talk about these other guys being on the show.
If you want to be a guest of one of our live shows, we would love to have you. We just haven't been anywhere near the West Coast.
Yeah, and you're in LA. Doing one in LA a couple weeks, so
Super Bowl.
Now it's out there, just don't forget about it.
We picked people that all lived in where they are.
Can you get me Super Bowl tickets? I feel like Barstool.
Oh my God, I would love to get my own Super Bowl tickets.
I mean, Dave's not even allowed into half the...
Dave's not allowed to go.
Yeah, he's not allowed to go to the Super Bowl.
He's like banned from the Super Bowl, I think, for good. He's just... Him and Goodell, they hate each other.
He snuck in. He wore like a mustache. One time, the whole thing.
They sneak into the press day at the Super Bowl every single year. They get kicked out. He was banned. He showed up to the Super Bowl with a mustache on. Security came and dragged him out of his seat.
He got to the seat, and then halfway through the Super Bowl,
did he buy tickets?
Either he bought a ticket or someone gave him a ticket.
He was limp being dragged out.
Security dragged him out.
You gotta look at the video.
I feel like OJ Simpson can still go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Dave hasn't allegedly killed anybody.
As
I'm confused.
We know, as well,
if you buy a ticket to something, you should get to go to it.
It's just, and then he when he bid on
Roger Goodell put up a something for charity.
Yeah.
You could, the highest donation, you could watch a game with him in his quote unquote man cave, yeah. Adele's man cave. And Dave won. Like, Dave bet the highest amount.
Yeah.
And then they found out it was him and they took it away.
Yeah, they were like, "You're, this is over. You're not doing it." I think they gave him his money back. He won the auction and they just wouldn't let him.
It's so funny because, not to like, I don't know how to turn this off.
Yeah.
not to like promote my own shit, but I just got, I just filmed a pizza television show.
We would love for you to promote your own shit. Well, so that's why you're here.
Well, like, so I just, and it's like about pizza makers, and I'm a judge and I'm a host, and like I eat pizza. And so I had announced it, and like literally the only thing people are saying is like, "Why isn't Portnoy doing this?" And I'm like, to be honest with you, they couldn't probably fucking afford him. Yeah, Let's be fair. You know, like, one bite, everyone knows the rules. Come on. Like, why doesn't he have his own show? I do not know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I could beat him to it. Yep. And I'm sure that like season two, he's going to take over. Or I'm just going to wear a mustache in season two and just hope they don't kick me out.
Yeah, or just wear what he wore to the Super Bowl season and pretend to be him.
Put him on as a
judge. That's really cool, getting to do something with Hulu. How did that come about?
Weirdly, I was in Africa for my brother's 50th birthday party, and my manager called me and he was like, "Hey, there's a cooking show that Hulu wants you to audition for. Like, what are your thoughts?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. You know, like, I like to cook and I like to eat." So they're like, "Well, you need to do..." There's this thing in the entertainment industry, which is called a chemistry read, where they've got someone that's going to be on the show, and then they want you to like interact with them to see if like you've got good chemistry. So I'm in Africa, which is like 9-hour difference. And so it's like early in the morning for them and late in the evening for me. And I have to have this Zoom chemistry read from like the bush, like I'm like in like a hut, like no joke. And so they're like, "So we need you to like get a pizza and like so you can have a pizza like so while you can like describe the pizza and like have the see if the chemistry is good with like the other judges."
Yeah. Review it, like, from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
How do I find a slice of pizza?
Yeah. And I was like, "I'm in Africa." So they were like, "Well, do they have pizza there?" And I was like, "No, they have we had warthog that day." So I had like some weird like warthog flatbread. I'm like, "Oh, the crust is great." And I'm trying not to throw up. Anyway, so I was like, afterwards, you know, I go back to like dinner because all my brother's family and friends are at dinner, and they're all just all tanked. And they're like, "What have you been doing?" And I was like, "I'm like pretending that warthog's pizza." And they're like, "You got a weird fucking day going on." And then, so then that was it. Like, I was like, there's no way that I'm going to get this. Like, one, I wasn't there in person, which that's what I feel like a chemistry read is like you feel like the energy in the room. And two, like, I just didn't do the assignment that they asked for. And then, like, randomly enough, I believe that Dave Portnoy turned it down.
Yeah.
And then they were scrambling, and then they asked me to do it, which was awesome because, like, who doesn't love pizza, right? And then, like, getting to do my own show is like something that I've been waiting around for a while to do, and then getting to like pair it with like everyone's favorite comfort food was really, really fun.
Yeah, in a weird way, that probably made you stand out, not being the same thing, regular pizza, and like you think it has to be like exactly what they want. But I always feel like hearing audition stories, they're like, "They wanted me to do this and I came in like this."
Yeah.
And then that's what stands out to them.
Yeah. Like that's like my story of how I got on The Bachelorette was I had a radio show.
Ghost
is entering the house.
Ghost door.
This door just opens randomly.
That door is paper. Like the door is the lightest door I've ever. It's freaky. You have to lock it or else it flies open. So we'll just lock that. But yes, a ghost has entered the home.
That's way more fun than a light door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It absolutely is.
Struggling got there, it, Dev?
There you go. There you go. Yep. Yep.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah. No.
So I had a radio show back in the day. That's like what was my background as a radio host. And so, have I told you this story? Because like now, I don't know how much weed I smoked.
You might have.
when I was on.
Same. So I don't know if I remember either.
It's been a few years. Yeah, okay, it's fine good, anyway. Good. Tell it again.
Yeah. So I had a radio show in Nashville as a radio host, and so I used to do a bit where I'd go on auditions for things, not trying to get it, but like, yeah, I would like go over my lines.
You
with,
didn't
like,
tell
my
us
intern.
This. I would remember. Okay. That. You didn't.
So I had an intern. They would be like, "All right, so what's the commercial for today?" And I'd be like, "Oh, it's for Meow Mix." And they'd be like, "Oh, we do this on air." I'd be like, "Oh, what are the lines?" And I'd be like, Meow Mix, we deliver." Like that's it was so bad. So then I would go to it. And this was back when, like, you'd make YouTube videos and, like, that and Vine stuff. And so it was really just for the bit. Like, and I would go there and I would bomb. Like, kind of intentionally bomb because I didn't really care about getting a Meow Mix commercial. I just wanted, like, the radio fodder for the next day about being, like, totally inconsolable about how I didn't get the Chinette paper plate commercial, you know? And so this was kind of that where they asked me. My brother got me the audition because someone had, like, found him in an LA bar and was like, "You'd be perfect for the show." Then he stayed friends with the casting director. And then he's like, "Do you want to audition for this Bachelor thing?" And I was like, "Fuck yes, this will be hilarious." Yeah. And then so I went in there and I remember I was wearing like, I remember walking in and all the guys were there and they were all in their suits, like as if they were getting out of the limo.
Yeah.
And I am wearing a jean jacket with like a lot of buttons of flair yeah, and like a hipster beanie, yeah, like. And I remember I was like, "I have a heart out," cause, which is such a douche thing to do. Especially when you're auditioning for something, like you want this, but I did have a heart out because in between my morning show and my afternoon drive show is when I was able to do this. So I was like, "I got a heart out." And so I went in there, I looked around, I go, "Oh fuck, man, I did not dress accordingly for this." So then they take me upstairs and the same thing, like it was kind of like a setup like this where there's like a camera and then there's just these two ladies and they were just like, "So what do you do?" And so
God,
I was
good
like,
at that job.
"Yeah, we would."
Yeah, you guys would be actually yeah, would great be. At the job. Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm a radio host." And they're like, "Oh, well, then do your radio voice." Everyone always like assumes you have
a radio voice.
There it is. Yeah, that's the thing. So I was like, "Okay, I'll do the thing that you want me to do." And then they were like, "Okay, so do you have like a bit?" And like earlier that day, I'd done some bit about how Justin Bieber had like, I don't know if you remember, he like peed in a bucket in a restroom.
Sure do, yeah.
And the bit was like, that's fucked up, but like that bucket like has some stories to tell, you know? And like, you know, like later down the line, he's going to be like, "Yeah, but there's this one day that Justin Bieber peed on me." Yeah. Like, who wouldn't want a golden shower from the Biebs? Like, yeah. So that was the bit. And so I did it for them. And then all of a sudden, I remember looking at my watch, like 45 minutes had gone by. And like, we had shot the shit for so long. And then they just turned to me and they were like, "So are you busy in March and April?" And I was like, "Well, that's a big swatch of time."
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I knew that like I was going to go on the show. But it's true. Like when you go into things being like, I don't know if like laissez-faire is the right way to do it, but like having zero anxiety is something that's very palpable, yeah, and people generally like, I think, are attracted to more so when you're nervous and like,
yeah,
right. And
these lines,
I feel like you can tell, and there's just having no expectations for things. Like, yeah, if you're like, "Oh my God, this is going to be the best thing ever," or "This is going to be the worst thing ever." If you're just like, "This is it. Like, yeah, I'm just going to do this." It always turns out way better, obviously, yeah, because you have no expectation about it.
I'm also like, with all of my jobs and like my career, I'm always like irrationally, what's the right way of saying this? I'm irrationally delusional about things. Like if I, like things don't go my way, I'm like, "It just wasn't for me." You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
something better's coming. Like obviously,
yes,
you know? And I think that's
it's a
like
great
a
great way to live.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a coping mechanism.
Whatever, something
like,
better
oh,
will happen.
You know, they just, you know, Dave Portnoy got the thing over me. Like I get it. Like no big deal. You know, like I'll get the next one. And so, yeah, I feel like that's it's a good coping mechanism because now I'm surrounded by a lot of actors who are like, "I didn't get the part on Guiding Light or whatever."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, you know, who cares?" Because up next is like Days of Our Lives.
Right,
you know?
Right,
like,
right.
I don't know.
Big plans.
Yeah.
And also these
yeah.
people are going on a ton of auditions,
yeah.
right? Like when you're an actor, I feel like it's just one after the next.
Yeah,
unless you're a working actor and things just come to you.
Yeah, I think that you start to, like my fiance, for instance, like filters things out.
Oh, right, well, right. That she can do. Yes.
Yeah, Chris, yes. She deserves that.
Yes, after.
If they were making her audition for things,
oh my God,
we got a problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, she can pick and choose what she wants to do. We just had I want to talk to you about this because we just had Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing in here, and Tanya said that she was invited to the Jonas Brothers roast and couldn't go because she had planned Becca's birthday party and it was on Becca's birthday.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't go. And in my head, I was invited to that birthday party. Oh, yes.
And you went to the roast. That's amazing.
I love that. Because I turned to her and I was like, I think if they invited me and it was your birthday, I would have gone to the roast.
And I would make her go. I would say, you deserve this. Like, Jonas Brothers fanatic.
I mean, how was that? Because I watched it as soon as it came out and I was dying because, like, you weren't, there wasn't like a feature moment, but it was just, you were just in the back, like behind their dad, like the entire time. Yeah. So anytime they showed Kevin Jonas Sr., was like, there's Wells and Sarah.
Well, yeah, like, yeah. So we were really behind, you know, Sophie and Danielle and Priyanka. So, like, so how it went down was is that Sarah had had a song with Jordan McGraw, who is Dr. Phil's son.
Yes.
And so there were two shows, one in New York and then one at the Bowl here in Hollywood, where she came out and sang the song, and Jordan was the opening act for the Jonas Brothers. Sarah's known the Jonas Brothers for a very long time. But turns out that, like, Kevin and Danielle are, like, huge Bachelor fans, so I got to meet them a while ago, and they're just, like, super nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin texted me and was like, hey man, we're doing this thing for Netflix, do you want to come? It's like a roast. And we were like, hell yeah, like, that's fun, we got nothing going on tomorrow or whenever it was. It was just in a couple days. So we go there, and there's like three different stories to this thing, but
I will hear all three of them.
So first of all, they sent us, like, you know, you might be on camera, which is a normal thing for a roast. In my mind, I'm thinking of, like, the Justin Bieber roast, where, like, I'm going to be at a table in the audience laughing.
Right, they'll pan to you.
Yeah. So, but then we got there and we're like, we're on the fucking stage. Yeah. Like, what is this?
We didn't prepare to go up and roast the brothers.
Well, that's what I kept making the joke of, like, I haven't prepared any notes, but I will go up there. Like, who do I got to talk to at the prompter to, like, get my bits in
here? Right.
So anyways, so we get there and they're like, hey, you got to take a COVID test. And we're like, yes, of course, no problem. So we get there and, you know, there's, like, this one woman who's, like, just in charge of, like, people coming in that need to take COVID tests. So we take a COVID test and we're just kind of sitting out in the open around, like, the nurses and stuff. And the woman who's, like, in charge of it's like, you know what? You guys need to come with us. You're like, we need to take you up to the green room to be with the Jonas Brothers and the wives and stuff. And we're like, dope. Okay. So we go up there, we get in the room and everyone's there. And you know, Kevin and Joe and Nick are like, take off your mask. Like, it's good to see you guys, hug and everything. So, like, getting drinks and cheersing and everything. And then all of a sudden, some ominous looking gentleman comes in and he goes, Adam Wells. And then I was like, fuck! Okay. I was like, yes, Wells, Adams. And he was like, please come with me.
Adam
I was
Wells.
Like, this happens all the time. Yeah. It's like a big bit on, like, on my podcast. Yeah. Of, like, no one thinks my name is what my name is. So anyway, so I walk outside and the woman who was in charge of everything was like, so put your mask back on. And I was like, okay. And she was like, so your test came back inconclusive. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And she was like, well, and then got, like, kind of accusatory, was like, have you been around anybody who has had COVID? And I'm like, I don't know. You know?
Yeah,
like, no, but
as far as I know, no.
You know, but I've been in the world, so.
Like, I wouldn't show up here if I knew that.
And she was like, well, oh, we need to test you again. You need to come with us right now. You need to get away from everybody. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay.
Like, I just gave it to the Jonas
Brothers. Yeah, so they're like, oh, my
just
God.
Just ruin the roast.
The Queen of the North is going to die now because of me. So I go outside. They test me again. They've got me kind of like, I'm sitting by, like, where all the
nurse, they put, like, the nurse, a plastic tent around you.
No, it gets better. So I'm sitting there, like, by the nurses. I take the test again. Sarah comes out and she's like, dude, what is happening? And she's, and I was like, I might have COVID. I don't know what's going on, guys. And she was like, the show is starting. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, we're on the stage, bro. Like, you need to come. And I was like, he said I can't go in. I might have COVID. And she was like, I don't want to sit there by myself. That's going to be so weird behind this wives.
Just picturing Sarah alone behind the Jonas Brothers Road 3 wire
behind the wives.
So she's like, well, I'm going to go. I was like, just go in. Hopefully, like, this will be over soon. So So I'm sitting there, like, I have to wait 15 minutes or whatever, and then all of a sudden the woman who's in charge of everything comes up to where all the nurses station is, and she goes, hey, everyone, powwow, come with me. And so she pulls all the nurses, and they go 15 to 20 yards away from me.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there thinking, holy shit, I have the COVID.
Yeah, they found the newest strain.
Yeah, like Omicron 6 or something. And they're now getting everyone away from me because I have COVID, and they're, like, trying to, like, somehow reduce, like, the shitstorm that I have just caused. And I've also, like, given... you know, America's sweethearts, COVID, and all their wives. And so I start to unravel and start to freak out. And then all of a sudden the woman comes back and she goes, bad news. And I was like,
Oh my God.
She goes, I guess you got to stay for the show. You're good. Come on, kid.
Oh my God.
And so,
what an asshole.
Like, I'm a pretty chill person. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, what? And I was like, why did you take everyone away from me over there? And she was like, oh, we had a meeting. And I was like, it seemed like it was about me. And she goes, oh, honey, it wasn't about you. And I said, why did you take everyone over there? And she was like, well, it was, you know, some security thing. And I was like, you made me think that I had COVID this entire time. I'm shitting my pants.
She's like, classic LA guy that we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so then I go in the stage or whatever, and I sit down, and Sarah's like, where the fuck have you been? And I was like, Moe, do I have a tale for you? I thought I just killed everyone over there on the stage. And then the show was great, and Pete Davidson at one point, like, looked over and was like that, and that's when I was like, all right, cool. So I too have a shot with Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is an incredible story. That is so funny. It makes for a better night though, because now you have a funny story to tell, and it was like a little thrilling, right?
Yeah, but it was.
You're like, not really.
Well, it was just scary because, like, I get it, especially with like a big production. You don't want to be the reason that things get ruined, and so I was just nervous about that. And we had just gotten back from Africa. This is long before the Omicron thing, but, like, I just got back from Africa. We had been in our house the whole time, but, like, I was so nervous. And also, Sarah's immunocompromised. And so that's the other thing that was going through my mind was, like, oh, I'm going to kill the Jonas Brothers and my fiance. Sweet. Yeah. Great day.
Yeah. Well, thank God it all worked out.
And multiple areas of America's sweethearts just across the board.
And
music and television. Yeah.
You mentioned Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on? I feel like it's just funny to talk about because we love Pete Davidson, and I thought he was so funny, but I forgot who said this, where they were like, the only people who are questioning Pete Davidson are guys, like, being like, how could he be with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I get it. I've been around him now in person, where he is tall.
Yep.
He's obviously very funny. I mean, and I talk about this on my podcast, like, the truth of the matter is that, like, if a guy is 6'3 and up, it doesn't matter what he looks like to women. It's like, how was the date last night? Oh, he's tall. Is he hot? Like, well, he's tall.
No.
And it's like, yeah, but like.
Super tall.
And then generally, I assume, I'm not a 6'3 and up, so I don't know this, but I assume if you are 6'4, 6'5, you have a hog, you know, like it's a baby arm holding an apple. Like, I just assume he's packing heat. So that's like another thing for him.
And then people always say that too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And people,
people do say that.
Right. I think like confirmed. Like,
there's a song about it.
There's a song about it. And then everyone knows somebody who knows someone that slept with Pete Davidson. They're like, it's there.
Yeah. But I was talking about this, and first of all, I do think Pete Davidson's funny, and obviously he's a mega star in his own right, like, great stand-up.
Yes.
Like, obviously getting on SNL is really hard, and then also, like, it seems, from, like, the view that I've got, it seems like Pete Davidson doesn't want to be on SNL, and, like, Lauren's, like, keeping him there.
Yeah,
like,
it does seem that way.
You can't disappoint Lauren. So you love
bits. I don't think a lot of young people would watch if he wasn't on it.
Yeah. But hold on. But with Pete, though, it does seem like that's amazing with his career, first of all. Like, and so this is a joke, so don't take this the wrong way. But, like, he also has star-fucked his way into being a megastar, which I didn't know was possible.
Yes.
But, like, he is now a huge, like, he is as big as a Kardashian. Yeah. Because he's funny, but also
you made the mistake of proposing to the first big star.
Yeah,
and you could have.
I'm still out kicking the coverage. Yeah, all right?
I know.
come on.
I mean, the thing
I host a pizza show and I'm a bartender, okay?
The thing with Pete Davidson is it's so true when you think about it, because I was looking at old Pete Davidson stand-up on YouTube the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he really has been around way longer than people even imagine. It just was like the Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale. Now yeah. we're going Kim Kardashian. That's really like has everyone talking about him, but then also noticing how fun he is at the same time.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I think I started noticing how funny he was after all of this. I was like, wait a second, Pete Davidson, hot. Also, he's really funny.
Yeah.
Did you want to be on SNL at all?
Yes, but I wanted to be a writer.
Writer, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that was my, what's it called, in the yearbook, superlative.
Yeah, most likely to.
Most likely to, yeah. And mine was most likely to be a writer on SNL. I really wanted that. At the time, I don't think I wanted to be on the show. That was the time when, like, you found out Conan had gotten to where he had gotten because he was such a great writer on SNL. Right. And I was like, oh, so that's how that works.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you get to host your own show.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're the bartender on Bachelor in Paradise, which obviously we love. But we've been saying all season long and all summer, we were like, why can't they just make Wells the host of Bachelor in Paradise? Why yeah. can't you just be the host? What was with the rotating cast of hosts this season? What did you think about it? And would you even want to take on the role of hosting that entire show?
Yes, I wanted to host the show. And I, like, if I'm being honest, I asked to host the show. All the shows, if I'm being fair.
Yeah.
Why just stop at Paradise?
I know.
Why wouldn't you ask that?
Yeah. And my pitch was, like, I've been on more Bachelor shows than anybody in the history of the franchise. Like, and it's not even close. Like, it's like 70 shows that I've done, you know? For Paradise, I think the show is a comedy, right? Like, and we had just waded through a lot of, like, heavy subject matter with Bachelor and Bachelorette stuff. And so I think the thought was, is the show that is our comedy show really needs to shine as a comedy. And how do we do that? Let's bring in like a lot of like levity with like a David Spade or a Titus or a Lil Jon. So I understood like where they're coming from. It was also on the heels of how Jeopardy was doing really well with guest hosting show. And I think the thought process was, is that this will do the same thing. The difference between that, between Jeopardy and Paradise, is the star of Jeopardy is the host of Jeopardy.
You see them the whole episode.
Yes. Yeah. The star of Paradise and The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is not the host of that show. They are facilitator for production. They are able to set things up and present things for the real stars, which are the leads, or on in my case in Paradise, the multiple leads that we've got in all the different storylines. And so I think that was what was difficult about it, because, of course, if you're paying for David Spade, you want to see David Spade. But David Spade can't be the star of the show because David Spade isn't the star of the show. Right. Joe and Serena and Marissa and Riley and, you know, everyone else, they're the stars. And so I think that was the kind of the disconnect with all of it. I thought it was funny. Like, we had... The truth of the matter is that especially in Paradise, we film so many funny bits that never make air, and it bums me out because, like, I do feel like everyone's missing out on, like, gold. Like, Spade and I did a lot of really funny bits together that never made air, which is a bummer because...
Major.
I know, but...
Do you get to keep that? Can you be like, can I have that footage, like, just for myself?
No. No, but like it's, and it bums me out too, because we did. So when I got to, they let me be a host 1 week of the show, right? So
towards the end, we remember. We were like, yes.
Yeah.
We were like, he's doing it.
We're like, we ran out of fucking money. Wells, go in there, do it. So we did a funny bit where, because they cut it out except for the first episode, but like Spade came in and was like, Wells, my boy, like, what's been going on? Then I give him a download of like, all right, this is what's happening. And so I did that throughout the entire season. It never really made air. And then I did one with myself. So I shot like celebrity Wells asking bartender Wells what was going on. And it was like a back and forth that was hilarious. And I was like, this has got to stay in the show. And it was left on the cutting room floor, which is a bummer. But that's also something that like I've come to understand and like embrace, is like that I'm not the star of that show. And even when I do help the show and I set up scenarios or I help people go on dates and stuff, yeah. I get cut out of it because I'm not the star. I'm just there to help facilitate the show.
Right, but I feel like if you were the host, then more of those bits could be included rather than... And like you said, yes, it was funny. All those people were great. But if it was just you, then there would be more time for that. And also, I just think that all of the people that go on the show are so comfortable talking to you, and you can tell, and it's like you're just like a mentor, and you've been around it, you've been on the show, so you know how it works. So I just don't know why they don't just do it. But
I don't either. I'm with you.
After this season with, because it was like you didn't get to, even though they are, of course, are not, the host is not the star of the show, but like you would, like Spade got to do a date and Lance Bass got to do a date where they were kind of involved in the date, but like that was it. And then they were gone.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it's someone like you, it's, you get to build, you get to do little things and it's the same person, which I think is so much better. But yeah, like Rhea said, we talked to Joe and Serena about this and we're like, we think Wells would be such an amazing host. And they were like, 100%. We agree. Selfishly, we would hope that he could do both because as the bartender, we get to talk to him so much more mm-hmm. than we would if he was just the host.
Yeah.
And he is very helpful.
Yeah.
For sure. And so, and that is something that when I was pitching for that job and what it was supposed to originally look like, that was the plan. Like, I would still be the bartender. And then I also, I mean, like, to be honest, I still hosted all the rose ceremonies. And that's kind of the main thing.
That's basically the host job.
So, like, I was, you know, like, yes, Babe and Titus. And yes, they came in. But, like, I was doing all the work.
Yeah.
And it was more so.
And
like,
they were paying you less.
Of course. Yeah. But it was more so, like, those things. The rose ceremonies start so late.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you can't have Spade be there for 18 hours, but of course you're going to have dipshit Wells. Bartender be there. But that was the original plan because, and, you know, Chris is a dear friend of mine, but the problem with Chris is that he is, or at least when I was on the show, he is tucked away. He's separated from everybody else. For understandable reasons, there needs to be kind of separation of church and state, whereas it, for the bartender thing, I'm in such a unique position because I was once on that beach in their position. Like, I get where they are coming from. I understand all their fears, their anxieties about, like, how the show is going to look, how people are going to perceive them. I don't really like this person, but I don't want to look like an asshole. Like, I understand all of that stuff, so I can help them navigate those waters. But now I've been there for so long, I do have like a little bit of seniority just because I've done more episodes than anybody else. So I can kind of do both. I think that was one of the things that everyone was really scared about was whether or not it would be weird if I was doing both things, because you can't be a confidant, but then also seem like the executive producer of the show, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was like wading that fine line. I think we did it and I think we should do it going forward.
I think so too. I think you can do it. I also think it would be pretty funny to watch, like, the, you know, transition from bartender Wells with the shirt and like the whole look into, like, you can make that its own bit of now you're host Wells and you have like a jacket that just goes over the bartender shirt when you're ready to do the roast.
That's
its own funny thing. And I do think
somebody from the show's listening.
I mean, I would be shocked if it didn't happen too, because I just feel like by the time the season ended, from at least what we gauged from social media and from posting about it, I don't think we had anyone disagree with us that they thought that
everybody
job should be yours.
Was saying that. So, like, it's, do it. I don't know,
you know,
it.
And so, they pay attention to that stuff. That's a huge factor.
Robert
when it comes
Mills,
to making
if you're listening to this.
Yeah, come on, Millsy. You know us. You know you got to make the right choice here.
Do it. You also have your podcast with Brandy. Uh-huh. You guys have been doing this for a while now. How do you keep it fresh?
It's hard, I will say that, but the show lends itself to always being current because the whole premise of the show is that we just talk about like our new favorite things. It's called Your Favorite Thing Podcast. So like, it's just like what we're binging or what we're reading or what we're listening to. So it's easy to keep it fresh because it literally is fresh stuff for us. The hard thing is to constantly have new material because, like, sometimes you're just like, well, I'm just dick deep into Yellow Jackets and, like, that's just what we're doing
right,
this week.
Right, started that challenge.
Yep. So it's good. But then you're like, next week, I'm like, I don't have anything, you know? Like, I gotta...
Right, I spent all week watching Yellow Jackets.
I can only tell this, like, Jonas Brothers story, like, so many times.
And then life gets in the way and you're like, wait, I didn't get time to catch up on something new.
Yeah. But and then it's just like a lot of observational humor. Like I wrote it in my notes driving over here. I don't know if people fucking know this that drive in the world, but like so there are sensors on the ground that send a signal to the traffic lights. And when a car goes on top of the sensor, then the traffic light knows that you are trying to turn left or go straight or something. And when people stop short and they're not on the sensor, I lose my fucking mind. And that just happened down there. And I was like, dude, you're not on the sensor. And he's like, what are you? I yelled it.
I love that you yelled it.
I was like, come on, you're on the sensor. He goes, what are you talking about? I said, the sensor on the ground. He goes, what sensor? And I was like, do you see the
sensor? I certainly had no idea that. I've never heard of that.
You're talking about, I would be the asshole being like, what the
what fucking sensor?
If somebody rolled down the window and said to me, you're not on the sensor, I would say, fuck off. Yeah. What's a sensor?
What does that even mean?
Maybe, is that a California thing? I don't think we have those.
Can you explain that again?
You're in LA now for a little bit, right? Yes. So like when you drive around, you'll see it. They're generally cut in circles. Where like the first car would stop, generally in a turn lane.
Okay.
And so if your wheels aren't on that, then it doesn't know that you need to turn left, so you can be sitting there forever. Anyways,
what world is this?
Noah, is that why the left turn into this neighborhood? Last night, I was like, this red light is taking fucking forever.
That's where it was when I was turning left.
Wait, when you were turning, like, past that liquor store?
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened.
And the other day in our Uber, Devin and I were pulling up, and we were trying to get here, and I was texting the guy for the Airbnb. I was like, I'll be here in 2 minutes. We're out of this light for so long.
Oh, my God.
This is the longest fucking light ever.
I swear, in my head last night, I was like, this light is taking so long.
We're going for
too bad I wasn't there to be like... The sensor!
We're going for a drive right after this, Noah, and we're testing out this fucking sensor thing.
Wow,
and then we'll yell at the other people for you.
Yeah. Paradise-wise, I want to ask you, though, because all these couples are still thriving, it seems.
Yeah.
Do you have more faith in the Paradise couples than you do the couples from the other shows?
For sure.
Yeah.
It's the more viable way to fall in love. Just because it's set up, it's adult camp. Right.
Yeah.
Or it's a couples retreat, like however you want to like label it, which are real things that happen in the real world. Dating 34 men outside of or 34 women outside of Utah isn't normal, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I do have like a little bit of pride that like my show is winning because I'm like looking around being like, Katie. Oh, like Colton. You know, Becca.
Another one.
Tayshia.
That's a new one. I can't even keep up anymore.
The hits just keep coming.
I know.
What are your thoughts on the whole Katie, John, Blake situation?
I don't really know the intricacies of it. I was only on one episode of her season. So from my where I sit, I feel bad for Blake.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Blake was being like the cool guy, being like, if you want to have guy friends, go have guy friends. I'm confident. And then, you know, then he was like, that was a stupid play.
Then the guy best friend swooped in. How do you feel about that? Obviously, you trust Sarah, but like, there's a. I feel like there's got to be a line.
If I'm fair, like all Sarah's friends are gay, so
you don't have to worry.
I'm totally fine. But our situation is different than their situation.
Right. Yeah.
It's
such
not
a new relationship, and they're in different places. Different countries.
And it was just the fact that the three of them were hanging out together. Like,
I broke the news to Rhea on Cutting Stems, the after show that we do, that the video that Katie used to reveal the John relationship, the beginning clip of him in the plane, Blake was sitting next to her in the back of the plane.
So fucked up.
He just cut it out. And it looks like the two of them are just on this romantic plane ride. But Blake was in the seat next to her.
Incredibly fucked up.
Well, and also, it's like, if, in my mind, if you start looking back, it's like, so does Blake feel like he was like third choice? Because there was Greg. There was the Greg of it all. Right? And then like something Greg didn't happen. And then I don't even, his name John? I don't even know his name. He was like there for 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel kind of bad for that guy. But I mean, that guy's been, I would say it's like, stop coming on the show. It's like, you've done too many now. Like,
I know, exactly. We've said that, it's like too many fails.
Yeah.
Because people have said, oh, Blake for The Bachelor. We're like, no, Blake, find a nice girl off the show. Yeah. Like, you got this.
I feel like Blake now has been on the show enough where people know who he is and he has that recognition where he can go about the, now his life and like still have people like, oh, Blake Moyne's from The Bachelor, whatever. And it helps him do the projects that he wants to do. Yeah. And he's like big in conservationism and all that stuff. So like he can do all that stuff.
Yeah, go save rhinos.
Yeah, exactly. Like, save the wolves, save the rhinos.
Stay off
Instagram.
Don't need
to be The Bachelor.
Because you're going to be very upset of
maybe
these videos.
Like, I feel like I bet you he would go on Paradise. I don't know if he needs to be The Bachelor, but I'm sure he would love to go on Paradise.
Well, now Paradise is, it used to be, like, so when I went on it, it was considered a trash show, like a trashy show.
Yeah.
And I remember, like,
that's
I didn't
why
want.
That's liked it.
Now everybody, well, yeah, now everybody is dying to
go on it. Yeah, so now we're getting leads that want to go on it. Like, you know, Becca coming, like, thank God she came because she, like, set a precedent. But, like, and I'll say this, I won't name names, but she wasn't the only lead that, like, wanted to be there, you know?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And so, like, like, now everyone's coming to Paradise. Head. But we have to have the other two shows if we want to fill, you know, the stables.
I'd bet
stables.
The money that was made to build this beautiful home that we are in, that fucking pile of Pete.
I was
going to
say, I would bet my entire bank account that Peter Weber has to go to Paradise.
100%. That, yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? 100%.
I wouldn't even think twice.
No. That guy would die to go to Paradise. So he'd probably go next season.
Yeah.
He'd fly his seaplane in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He would tell, you know, United he's got to take a few weeks off again. But, yeah, no. And it's true. I do feel like we were just asked this the other – we were talking about this the other day if we thought Tayshia would potentially go on Paradise again. And I was like, I kind of think she would.
I think she would. Yeah. She was with John Paul Jones. Like, John Paul Jones is a sweet guy, but Tayshia and John Paul Jones, there was no real chemistry there.
No.
She was with Derek, too. Yeah. And then JPJ and Derek got into a fight.
Oh, yeah.
It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
We love Paradise, obviously.
Yeah.
I know. So we really do think that is the perfect, the bartender host job. It should go to you. We'll say it again, Mills. Come
Mills,
on.
We know you're watching or listening to this.
Come on. We've got a lot of power. We know it.
Rob, I swear I've not told them to say this, by the way.
He knows. We're getting stern with him.
He knows. Yeah, yeah. We love him.
But you have to understand, Mills also gave me a pizza show, so I still love Mills.
Oh, we love Mills as well. He Hulu, knows that. He's dear to our hearts, but...
thank God, because we don't have anybody like on the inside that helps us with stuff. So when we're doing recaps and... like scheduling things, and we're like all sitting in a group and we're like, when the fuck does this season end? Like, we don't know dates, we don't know, like, we can't plan anything because we're just tied to this show to recap it. And so, like, for him it's so easy. We DM him, we're like, so can you tell us what day The Bachelorette ends? And he's like, yeah, sure, it's, you know, December, blah blah blah.
Do you know how ridiculous,
like,
that is? He's the head of Unscripted at Disney, effectively.
I know, it's really crazy, and we really appreciate him. He always supports us
when he got,
like,
that promotion. We were like, oh fuck.
Oh my god,
big time.
No, but he's so great. We really appreciate him.
He is the best.
Want to note that, but, like, yes, make Wells the host. And also, he's helped Trent Luggage Guy Trent, of course, so.
Yeah, I know. You know, got the luggage through the door.
Trent to Paradise, dragging that luggage across the sand. You and Trent together?
No, because as much as I like that idea,
the luggage doesn't play in Paradise.
No, the luggage across the sand is so funny, but it has to be the crying girl doing it. Like,
yeah,
it's not funny.
Yeah,
if Trent's doing it.
You're
you're
right.
Yeah,
or he's just holding her hand as she's crying, consoling her,
or like holding her while she's like, that might be funny.
Yeah, just like he's just pulling her beach chair off the beach.
You have to go now.
Yeah, with her in the chair. Oh man, Wells, thank you so much for joining us. This has been great. We love having you on for the second time.
Yeah,
and
are you going to remember this time?
No, I'm drunk again, so I don't know what you guys expected.
Oh man, we really appreciate it. You can listen to what days your podcast come out?
It comes out on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, great.
Yeah, it's called Your Favorite Thing, or YFT.
You can listen to it wherever podcasts you listen to podcasts.
Yep, it's on all the things.
It's on and all then, the things.
Yeah, I don't know when the Hulu show is coming out. I heard next summer. So there's a like a world in which like
right.
I'll and just you haven't be on
filmed
all
like
summer.
You haven't filmed it yet, right?
No, I filmed. We filmed.
Oh,
it.
You filmed it. It's
10
done.
Episodes. Done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I gained 7 pounds eating pizza every day, like 3 meals a day. So
I don't know how. I still to this day don't know how Dave eats as much pizza as he does.
Every single day. Man, for the,
he's so,
for
he's very
years?
Thin.
But
now.
Also, here's my question, because you guys have like a direct line to Dave.
Yeah.
His tagline is one bite, everyone knows the rule, but rules, but then he takes like yeah. three
Are
bites.
Are you really asking this right now?
Like,
Are
he,
you
like,
really asking this question?
Like, he bites the crust. What's going
well,
on?
That is well, the entire bit, my yeah, friend.
There you
that
go. You love bits?
That would be, that is his bit.
Okay.
That is,
fair enough.
The fact that is the bit. You just asked us, I thought you were going to ask us some like, you guys, you have a direct line to Dave. Give us this inside information about his life. Why does he take so many bites?
Everyone, there was the rules that you take many yeah, bites. Yeah, I don't know the yeah. rules.
No, it's one bite.
That is the bit.
Thank well, you we, so much.
We
for
can't
coming.
Wait, and you know, we'll stay tuned. I'm sure we'll see you on some future Bachelor shows yeah, as well.
Hopefully, thank you guys so much.
Thank
this
you.
Was fun.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys enjoyed this week. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We'll have LA vlogs. God knows there was a lot that fucking happened over that trip. And make sure you subscribe, like I said. Watch on YouTube. And if you're listening anywhere else, we appreciate you. We love you. And we will talk to you on Monday. Yeah.